It's a pleasure to welcome a couple guests now who are here. We try in this hour to focus on youth expression and youth affairs. And Myra Powell is here today along with Alex. And we'll meet Alex in just a second. Myra is with Three Rivers Youth. And there's a program there called The Hub that you may or may not be familiar with. Let me welcome you, Myra. Thank you for being here today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so very much for having me.
And tell me a little bit about Three Rivers Youth first, just overall the kinds of things that happen there.
Well, let me give you a little history of Three Rivers Youth. Three Rivers Youth has been serving children and their families in Western Pennsylvania since 1880. Three Rivers Youth has two predecessor organizations, the Terman Avenue Home for Children and Girls Service Club. The Terman Avenue Home for Children was founded in 1800 as an orphanage for homeless African-American children, and in 1954 began serving children in all cultural backgrounds.
That's a long history going back to the late 1800s. And Terman, I'm trying to think, is off of Center, I think, right? I'm trying to remember where Terman Avenue is.
Terman Avenue is on the north side.
Oh, of course. I know where Terman. Okay, now I remember. And then more of the history you were saying about the organization.
In 1970, the two residential programs consolidated into a single agency now called Three Rivers Youth.
I see. And what kinds of activities happen at Three Rivers Youth today?
Three Rivers Youth, we really have expounded it on our programs. We have two basic types of programs that we run. One, which is residential programs, which is dealing with young people who are a part of the CYF system and living in our group homes. We also have community-based programs where these programs focus on community issues. We have a family partnership program, which does in-home services. We also have a transitional living program, which deals with young people between the ages of 16 to 20 to help them transition into adulthood.
Well, that's terrific. How long have you been involved yourself, and what do you do?
Well, the best program that I didn't have an opportunity to tell you about, which is The Hub. I have been with Three Rivers Youth for the last 10 years, working at The Hub as a program supervisor. The Hub is a drop-in center for homeless and young people between the ages of 18 to 21. We will work with young people up to the age of 24 if they have mental health issues and agree to be case managed. At The Hub, we do a lot of things. You can drop in. We have a computer learning center where young people can actually access the web, connect with their families, work on their GEDs. We also have a shower facility where they can come in, take a shower, do their laundry. Most of them only come with the clothes on their back, so therefore we have a clothing bank where they can actually go in and find articles of clothing to wear, whether the clothes are being laundried, or to go on job interviews.
Now, it's very hard to think about the fact that there are homeless people that young, 18 to 21, who have no home or don't have a safe home to go to. Can you sort of provide some background as to how that happens in this day and age? Because some people, I think, might be just imagining it. You know, I think a lot of people think of those who are homeless as adults, older adults that have been down on their luck for some reason. But here's somebody right at the prime of their life who might find himself or herself without a home.
Well, our young people come to us for various reasons. One is that some of them are just defiant young people. You know the type. They're at home. They don't want to go to school. They're not interested in working. And so the parent says you have to do one or the other or you're going to have to leave. So we have that young person. We have young people who are drug addicted, who have drug addictions and need to find recovery. We also have young people with mental health issues whom for lack of whatever reason, find themselves out on the street. We also have young people who are within the child welfare system. They aged out And for whatever reason, chose not to go back home, and they find themselves homeless. And we also have young people who have alternative lifestyles, whose parents say that because of your choice of lifestyle, gay or lesbian, you're no longer welcome here, and they find themselves out on the street.
So what the Hub does is really provide a central place. I can understand why it's called the Hub. It's a place to cling on to when needed, for fellowship and tools to help get through life and to, you know, cope, it sounds like.
Yes, we basically see ourselves as seeing our young people. We bring them in and we let them decide. We let them tell us what it is that they would like to work on. Sometimes it could be housing. Sometimes it could be food. It could be a lot of reasons why the young people find themselves on our doorstep. And we don't try to decide what's best for them. We allow them to tell us what their needs are, and we work towards that.
Terrific. It sounds like you really love what you do.
Yes.
How long have you been there?
I have been here 10 years, and over the 10 years, I have met some really remarkable young people.
That's great. Well, let's meet one. His name's Alex. And Alex, we haven't had a chance to talk too much, so I don't know your full background, but tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 22.
And tell me a little bit about yourself and your relationship with what happens at the Hub.
Well, I'm originally from Massachusetts. Ended up in Pittsburgh about 3 years ago. Was homeless when I got here. Didn't have a place to go. Didn't really know anybody here. A friend of mine introduced me to the Three Rivers Youth Hub. And I went down there and ended up meeting Miss Myra. This was actually back in March.
So you would have been 18 or so? Or no, you just met Myra just about a few months ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had bounced around from a couple different agencies trying to get some help and eventually ended up at the Three Rivers Youth Hub where I got all the help I needed.
What kinds of things, and I want to be sure, I don't want to ask you anything that's too personal, and I really admire you for coming down to talk about things today. What kinds of things have made a difference for you, or has the Hub been able to provide you with to just help you create what I think is probably a pretty good life now? I mean, to hear that you were having so many difficulties a few years ago, I would never know that, you know, talking with you. And I say that for a reason, partly to compliment you and the work that clearly is happening, but also just as a reminder that we never really know who's suffering or who may have just recently had some problems or some issues to deal with. It's sometimes not apparent at all by looking. What kinds of things did the Hub make happen?
Well, one of the biggest issues with young adults today is getting identification, having the funds to get identification. And down at Three Rivers, you can go down there and they'll help you get your identification so you can get a job, so you can get housing. So,
oh my goodness, just the notion of, you probably have a Social Security card, but having some sort of state ID, which costs money.
$12.
So that can be that big of a barrier to getting involved in life, not having, that's something we all take for granted, I think. What else were some of the first steps?
Being able to get in contact with people, family, friends, trying to find a basis, like a foundation of where you can start from. And there they help you at the Hub do that. You have access to the internet, you can get on the computer. They'll help you make phone calls, they'll help you get involved with different agencies to try to get a foundation.
Now, I suspect you left family back in Massachusetts, and my guess is maybe you hadn't been in touch with them for a while after coming to Pittsburgh. Does the Hub sometimes, and you know, we can talk in generalities here, I would imagine you sometimes provide a way to sort of gently reconnect people. Does that ever happen, Myra?
Yes, it happens in that our main goal is to connect our young people back to their families, if that's possible. I always tell the young people when they come in, I don't care, call your mom. And so we allow them to use our phone, and it can be long distance, but I want them to connect with their parents. It's nothing else, just to say, I'm okay.
And it's got to be great to have some sort of intermediary to help with that. At least I would think it would be. I know that all of us have people in our lives we haven't talked to in ages for whatever reason. Sometimes people that you had a spat or a feud with, even members of your own family, and you finally, usually it's, a funeral or another reason when you pick up the phone and finally do something, but it's helpful if there's somebody to kind of act as a buffer, and it sounds like that's a real blessing, something you're able to do.
Yes.
That's terrific. Well, what's your life like now, Alex? What do you do?
I cook. I've been cooking for quite a few years. I finally have a house on the north side. Pretty much just work. I'm starting to go to school next semester.
What are you going to study?
Business technology.
Excellent. That's fantastic. And just to be able to feel like you're back on your feet and, part of the world again. What's it like before coming to the Hub, I can't imagine what your life must have been like.
It's rough. Sometimes it's... You really don't care. Sometimes it bothers you. But I try not to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I try to push forward every day. Just
if somebody was listening now who maybe is, a year behind you in terms of reaching the point you are now, is there any advice you would give to people who might be listening, who, are on the street right now?
Honestly, I'd send them down to the Hub. They can do everything in their power to help you, and if they can't help you, they'll send you somewhere where they can help you.
Yeah, I would think that's a pretty courageous step to take, because as rough as it is in the situation of not having a home, most of us do not like change, no matter what the change is. And I see Myra nodding her head. I mean, even if it would seem that, how couldn't it be a change for the better? I think people still sometimes are afraid of change.
Yeah, change is very scary for adults as well as young people who are in transition. One of the services that I'd like to mention that I think is imperative to the work that we do is that we have psychiatric services. They come to the Hub once a week. We have a psychiatrist that will come and do a mental health assessment on our young people. What has happened is so many of our young people have had assessments when they were adolescents or when they were in group homes some sort, and they did not always give the information that needed to be given in those evaluations, as well as they're changing from young adult into adulthood, they come across some different types of barriers. With our psychiatrists, they're able to go in, tell them exactly what they're dealing with, as well as we provide them with monies to get their prescriptions needed. We understand that most young people or any person, if you went to put your key into the door and you were unable to get in and you found yourself homeless, you would be depressed just that alone. And depression going untreated sometimes can lead to other illnesses. So we know that at the Hub, we try to take care of not just the physical, but the mental aspect of our young people as well.
Now, for people tuned in who might want to get involved with activities at the Hub, what's the best way to approach things?
Well, there's several ways that you can approach that. You can give us a call, the Hub, 412-338-0883, which is our phone number, and we operate Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Or we're a part of the United Way, and you can actually make a donation through the United Way. Our United Way contributor choice number is 97. If you're interested in becoming a part of Three Rivers Youth as a whole, you can give us a call at our number, which is 412-441-5020, and someone will be able to handle your call.
That's terrific. If you're just joining us, Myra Powell is here with us from Three Rivers Youth, and we're talking a little bit about the Hub. and the work that they do, offering shelter and food and direction for young people. And it's just an amazing thing when I think about it, and the fact that Three Rivers Youth has been along for so long. In terms of the hub itself, do you have a sense of how many folks you reach out to in a typical year? I'm just trying to get a sense of scale.
We reach about 175 young people inside our drop-in center. We also have a street outreach component where we have outreach workers who go out onto the streets and find young people. They're a very difficult population to find because they're what we call doubled up. They're living with someone else, so they go uncounted. They're usually not counted in the census. And if they're living illegally in someone else's apartment, they're not counted as well.
The other oh, that's interesting. So that would include people who are sort of hidden runaways that maybe aren't out on the street per se, but have just found a place somewhere,
yes.
Whether it be an abandoned building or a vestibule or just a kind soul that's allowed that person to live there.
We've actually found some runaways, some of our clients, and brought them to us. And what we did was we actually acted as a mediator in between the runaway and the parent. The young person was afraid to go home because he had gotten a bad grade on his test, and his parents said that there's going to be consequences for that. So we were able to go in, mediate, and that young person, I believe, I hope, is still at home with their parents.
That's got to be tough, a tough reuniting to be done, but I'm sure you hear from many parents who were full of anguish and concern that their child may have been gone forever, and a lot of relief, you know, that gets felt afterwards. So what kind of stuff do you like to do, Alex? You mentioned cooking is one of them, and off the air you mentioned we'd been talking a little bit about the equipment here. Have you done some DJ work as well?
Yeah, I like producing music tracks, mainly electronic music tracks. Along with that, I like DJing. Anything involving music is a big hobby of mine.
Do you play an instrument, or have you been in bands?
I do. I play bass guitar. And you might not consider it an instrument, but turntablism.
I do consider it an instrument. In fact, I'd love to know a little bit. I can't do it, but I really am in awe of turntablist of what folks are able to do. And if you're not, well, maybe you can explain it. I was going to say I'll explain it. But Alex, for folks who don't know about it, maybe you can explain what that actually involves.
Turntablism, you're taking two different records and you're essentially beat matching them and combining one track into another track. And you do this numerous times until you make a whole set of tracks, and you might have an hour and a half. And on top of that, you'll take other records and scratch with them and produce other various sounds that go along with the tracks you're playing.
So you really, it is like playing an instrument in rhythm, or because you're moving the platters back and forth and exercising the stylus or needle of the record player against the vinyl, and it really is a challenge. I've seen some really amazing people do that kind of work. How did you learn to do that?
Practice. Lots and lots of practice and watching friends do it.
That's excellent. And I imagine you've developed a good circle of friends here, I hope, in the Pittsburgh area, now that you're out on your own. Are you still at the hub every now and then too?
I do. I go down there every 2 weeks. I still use the psychiatrist. I go down there and see him. I do have some mental health issues, so it's nice to be able to go down there. Like another one of the larger issues with younger homeless youth is the health insurance factor.
Oh, I bet.
And it's hard to get health insurance in Allegheny County. It's hard enough as a kid, well, let alone be an adult, but you can actually go down to the Three Rivers and see a psychiatrist every 2 weeks, and they'll talk to you, and you can deal with your mental health problems.
That's good. And, you know, those issues aren't often covered by insurance for adults either. I've always been amazed at how issues of addiction and mental health issues are sometimes very limited under traditional health care plans. So it sounds like, Myra, that there's sort of a way to keep in touch in a way once folks graduate isn't the right word, but maybe transition. Move on. Transition, perfect.
One of the things I'd like to say is that, first of all our services are free. We talked about the psychiatrist, it's free. And also I would like to make a plug for Alex, because as we were riding over, Alex was saying to me that Alex keeps a job, sometimes two. He lost one of his jobs. But in this economy, it's become very difficult for our young people to land full-time jobs, let alone full-time job with benefits. So that anyone has a job for Alex, please give us a call. He's in need of an additional job or one full-time job. As well as the services that we offer, we want to help young people where they are. Alex said that he was in a home, but yes, he's in a home, but there are things that, you know how expensive it is to run a household. And it becomes difficult sometimes just putting food on the table. One of the things that we help young people with is, as long as they're in a home, we tell them, pay your rent. We'll help you with food. That part we can help you with. So we'll give them food or sometimes toilet paper, whatever they need to stay within their home. If they're doubled up with someone, we try to give them supplies to help them stay there until they can secure their own house.
What about furniture and the household goods?
We do that as well. We contract with a group called Furnish a Start, and when our young people get their homes, then we will help them with furniture, because that's another expense most times that they don't have funds for.
Excellent to know about that. And Alex, if you were to give an audio resume, it sounds like working as a chef or cook is one area in which you have skills. You mentioned business, and you strike me as somebody who would be great in customer service or dealing with others, because you just seem like a calm, kind person. What other kinds of work might you... Well, first of all, is that correct? I don't know if those are correct assumptions on my part. What kind of job would you like if somebody out there is looking for someone?
Something in a kitchen. Cooking is a passion I have. When I was younger, I actually went to a trade school for it. I started in college for it, never finished. But cooking is a large passion of mine. I'd like to find something in a kitchen somewhere.
Great, and you mentioned you're taking classes in business. Have you thought about running your own restaurant?
Actually, the business I do want to run is I want to open a tattoo and piercing shop.
Ah, okay.
I did an apprenticeship a couple years ago for a body piercer, and now I'm a professional body piercer. But actually, my current girlfriend is going to school, and she's learning to be a tattoo artist, so... We want to open up a shop together, and that's what the business comes in for.
Well, that's terrific. And I'll tell you, we'll give Three Rivers Youth's contact information again, but feel free to call us, and we'll connect you with Alex or with Myra as need be if something were to come forth or if you have information on donations. I'm really proud of both of you. Thank you for coming here and speaking. Alex, especially for you to share a bit of your life on the radio. I really think you're going to reach, that you have reached people that need to know about what happens and what can happen from any perspective. You might cause somebody who has run away to actually come forward, or you might cause some adults to maybe have a little more empathy for folks. Myra, anything else you'd like to add?
I just really would like to thank you for having us here. And once again, if you're interested in making a donation to Three Rivers Youth, we are a part of the United Way, and our number is 97.
Thank you so much. And Alex, any other words as we close up?
Once again, thanks for having us here. And if there is any youth out there that need help, contact Ms. Myra down at the Hub. She'll put you on the right track.
Thanks so much. Once again, Alex and Myra Powell from the Hub.